Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in our Halacha Gems learning Hilchos Brachos, Siman Nun Gimel. We know that most brachos have three parts to them. The first is what we call the Haschola, it's the beginning. Of course, the latter part is the Chasima, the end part. And then there's the Be'emtza, there's that which is in the middle. And that's a usual bracha. But of course, we know that there are situations where there isn't a Haschola. There isn't a bracha to begin with. There's rather, for example, Elokai, or in the case which we're discussing, which is the end of Pesukei Dezimra, Yishtabach, it doesn't have a baruch. And so therefore what we need to do is to provide the baruch. It's called a bracha smucha lechaverta, to provide the baruch that's first and foremost, and then you continue with the body of whatever it is that you're saying. And most commonly, besides Yishtabach, when a person travels, they say Yiratza and Tfilas Aderech. So many have a custom, Shabur brings it down. Then one should take any type of bracha that's beforehand, juxtaposed to when you're making that yiratzon. Say a shahakol, mizonos, make a bracha beforehand, and then continue yiratzon lefanecha, so on and so forth. This way you have a bracha, smucha lechaverta. It's ideal, it's proper. In fact, it's plucked in that art scroll, actually. For those who say, when you say birchas hatorah, when you say elokai neshama, do you say juxtaposed to which brachas asher yatzar, so on and so forth. You have two different opinions represented in various siddurim, and in particular the art scroll siddur. So when you think about what that is and how that plays itself out, so we understand, bain, whether it's a yachid, whether it's a person's davening as part of a tzibur with a tziruf of a tzibur, or a person is acting as the shlich tzibur, so the Mechaber tells us, ein lemer yishtabach el im kein oimer bar shamar k'tzatz p'suk dezimer. You shouldn't just start your davening with Yishtabach. In Assam Shtibalach, for example, so it isn't that there's a chazan that's saying all of the halalukas in the beginning and the ending. You just continue and pick up where you, sometimes it's Vayishtabach. Now that's true of how a minyan goes, but even as it is, as a person individually participates in the davening, we don't just pick up the davening from Yishtabach. And the context of this is obviously circumstances where, let's say you're running late and you feel you need to like catch up with the minyan. Sometimes what people do erroneously, they'll just start with Yishtabach. So that's a big problem. Yishabur says that Yishtabach is essential. He had bracha achrona, that there's a takana of the Chachamim and the takana of the Anshe Knesset Gedola. There's a haschala, that's Baruch Shamar. There's the emtza, which is the Pesukei Dezimra. And then there's the chsima. The chsima is the Yishtabach. It's the bracha achrona. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. And so therefore you need to have it. And without that, so you're lacking something, so much so, he adds, and we'll just end with this, is lo kit'oinin k'sheheim baderech. Let's say you know people are traveling and they're on the way and they're coming, toing and froing. Or shar shasat chak, person's b'shasat chak, he's in a situation of pressing time, time that it's in needs. Maschilin mishtabach, like we just mentioned, a person should not start from there. But here's what the Mishnah Berurah adds, it's very essential. Shemavarchin al zeh. If a person makes a bracha at the end of the Yishtabach, which starts with the Yishtabach, and he didn't say Baruch Shamar, and he didn't say some sections of the Pesukei Dezimra, the Halalukas, etc., it's a bracha levatola. So says, so paskins the Mishnah Berurah. You've said a blessing in vain. It's therefore so important it is that even in a situation where a person's running late, for example, so then to catch up, at the very least, the minimum is say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Yishtabach. Now the first part of that is you should add the Halalukas, depending on how late you are, depending on how quick the minyan is moving, depending on the shasat chak that you find yourself in, but the bare bones minimum, even if it's you're very, very late and it's just moving too fast and you have no other recourse, so you have to at least say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. There's a bracha rishona and the bracha achrona. That's the nusach of the Mishnah Berurah, and failure to do so, that is a bracha levatal. So be very careful and conscientious with these dinim.